Chapter 4. About 5 minutes after I left Thomas's place, I found myself instinctively checking the rearview mirror every couple of seconds and recognized the quiet tension that had begun to flow through me. My gut was telling me that I'd picked up a tail. Granted, it was only an intuition, but hey, wizard over here. My instincts had earned enough credibility to make me pay attention to them. If they told me someone was following me, it was time to start watching my back. If someone was following me, it wasn't necessarily connected to the current situation with Morgan. I mean, it didn't absolutely have to be, right? But I hadn't survived a ton of ugly furballs by being thick all of the time. Generally, maybe, but not all the time. And I'd be an idiot to assume that my sudden company was unconnected to Morgan. I took a few turns purely for fun, but I couldn't spot any vehicles following mine. That didn't necessarily mean anything. A good surveillance team, working together, could follow a target all but invisibly, especially at night, when every car on the road looked pretty much like the same pair of headlights. Just because I couldn't see them didn't mean that they weren't there. The hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I felt my shoulders ratcheting tighter with each passing streetlight. What if my pursuer wasn't in a car? My imagination promptly treated me to visions of numerous winged horrors, soaring silently on bat-like wings just above the level of the ambient light of the city, preparing to dive down upon the blue beetle and tear it into strips of sheet metal. The streets were busy, as they almost always were in this part of town. It was one hell of a public location for a hit, but that didn't automatically preclude the possibility. It had happened to me before. I chewed on my lower lip and thought. I couldn't go back to my apartment until I was sure that I'd shaken the tail. To do that, I'd have to spot him. I wasn't going to get through the next 2 days without taking some chances. I figured I might as well get started. I drew in a deep breath, focused my thoughts, and blinked slowly, once. When I opened my eyes again, I brought my sight along with them. A wizard's sight, his ability to perceive the world around him in a vastly broadened spectrum of interacting forces, is a dangerous gift. Whether it's called spirit vision or inner sight or the third eye, it lets you perceive things you'd otherwise never be able to interact.